You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Earlier in the show, we talked about an old summer blockbuster, WALL-E. Well, let's go back a little further to 1975 when Jaws became the first movie to gross over $100 million, the first summer blockbuster. Shark fever strikes again in a few weeks with The Meg, a story about Carcharodon megalodon, the largest shark that ever lived. The movie is based on a novel written by Steve Alton. He's got a similar story to lots of us of a certain age. He saw Jaws in 1975 and got obsessed with sharks. And it was a good choice. Sharks are a moneymaker. After Jaws, we got Shark Week in 1988, arguably Discovery Channel's most lucrative annual event. It starts next week, actually. And in August, let's not leave this out, the world will be treated to a sixth Sharknado movie on Sci-Fi. So what is the deal with sharks? Why are they such box office winners? Steve Alton, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Molly.
So you have essentially made an entire career out of shark stuff, so to speak. What is it about sharks that captivated you? What's your personal connection to the megalodon story?
Well, it sort of started when I was 15 and saw Jaws in theaters, and then that got me to read Peter Benchley's book, and then I started reading everything I could find on great whites and true life attack stories. And there was always a little blurb about Carcharodon megalodon, the prehistoric cousin of the great white. Well, flash ahead 20 years and I'm 35 years old, struggling to support a family of five. And I happened to pick up a Time magazine article in August of 95 that featured the Mariana Trench, the deepest part in the ocean. And the article talked about hydrothermal vents and life at the bottom of the ocean. And I thought, you know, this would be a pretty cool place for that shark that I read about when I was younger to be hanging out. I wonder if it would be scientifically feasible. So I went to the library and did some research because there was no internet back then, and found out that it was feasible and that there was a big mystery about how these sharks disappeared. And I thought, you know, I think I'm going to write the book.
Why do you think that shark material, you know, from Jaws to Shark Week, now likely to this franchise, why is it such a consistent moneymaker?
Well, I mean, people like to be scared in the movies, and sharks are scary creatures, and great whites are the scariest of them all, except for Megalodon, which was the big great white. So, you know, I think this movie is going to up the ante on it. But, you know, if it's done well, then it can make for a movie that people want to see over and over again.
You mentioned the science aspect and that you did the research to see if it would actually be possible, which thank you for verifying my absolute worst fear that megalodon might be down there. But, you know, one criticism
of... Are you planning a trip to the Mariana Trench anytime soon?
It's going to come out. I already saw it in the trailer. So, you know, you mentioned the kind of scientific aspect. A lot of criticism, even of, for example, Shark Week and Jaws, is that it's not always very scientifically based and it ends up demonizing sharks. Do you worry about that, or does this have an answer to that?
Well, if you read the books, you'll see that I'm very much into the ecology of the ocean and protecting sharks. And in fact, in the book, they're trying to capture it, not trying to kill it. But, you know, back when Benchley wrote Jaws, he got a lot of grief and felt horrible because sharks were being killed, you know, after Jaws. I think we've woken up to the fact that, you know, sharks are an integral part of the ocean's ecology and health, and, you know, this ridiculous practice of killing these sharks for their shark fins to make soup is just got to stop. So, and I will assure you that no megalodons were hurt in the filming of this movie.
Steve Alton, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
Steve actually has written six books about the Meg since 1997, and that sixth book just came out this week. I would also like to point out that Sharknado has spawned two spin-off movies, and of course, there is a Sharknado panel at Comic-Con today in San Diego. It is, of course, the annual festival for lovers of all things superhero and geek chic. You can read an article about the business of Comic-Con and its place in pop culture over at marketplace.org.